This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and hanging out with us, even when there's issues beyond our control, I'll put it that way, going on. So I do appreciate it. If you want to find out stations and times, head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, thing. Give me your email address. Also, we have a couple of pull downs. Check them out. You can find out what stations we're at. You can check out the store, stations and times. You can get our what the heck's that stupid thing called? Get our app. I keep wanting to call it an application, but I'm told it's not an application. It's an app. I thought that was the same thing. I thought one was an abbreviation for the other. Okay, and if you head up to the website, you can buy my coffee cup. You need one of those. Everything tastes better in a TRS mug. I'm telling you, it does to me anyway. You know, as the election gets closer and closer and closer, one of the things that sends shivers up the spine of most Democrats, at least in this light, is the fact that the black community is coming alongside of Trump. The black community is actually starting to love the man. Now, I know that sends some people into epileptic fits, or I should say epileptic-type seizures. But the truth of the matter is, he is helping them. He's helping them more than Mr. Obama ever helped them. And from the first moment he entered the political realm with the announcement of his presidency, Donald, or the Donald, as Xander likes to call him, has been announced and smeared by the Democratic Party. These groups paint Trump as some sort of hateful, bigoted racist, hates minorities, specifically black Americans. Now, when you go back as 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, for somebody who hated blacks, he was sure, apparently he didn't know what color black was. Because he loved to hang around the black community. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, they all loved him. Love. Not kind of, sort of. No, they loved him. I don't know if you guys know this. I'll get back to that in a second. I told you to check out the Stacey's Times, what have you. If you're down under, not only like with a hangover kind of thing, if you're down in Australia, Eon FM, Down Under, is carrying the show. And I want to thank them for carrying the show because, what'd you say, there's only two English shows. Well, they kind of speak English. They murder the King's English, but I know we do in Boston, too. I know.
But maybe it'll fit, too.
No, both of them at the same time?
Just think of...
Oh, come on. They have a sense of humor. They wouldn't have my show on.
Oh, Lord.
Right? We're two of the only American shows that they have playing down there. So that's wonderful. I appreciate that very much. I do appreciate that very much. We love our Australian buddies. Anyway, I do. And you know what? I love the fact. If anything goes wrong, if this is a true apocalypse, I'd like to be there. Because they're going to survive. They know. What do you mean you don't know about that?
It's like 1,000 degrees there.
Well, you care about the 1,000 degrees. They know how to make it in the woods. You know what I'm saying? I mean, anyway, I'm getting away from the conversation here. But no, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for carrying the show. But, you know, we get back to Trump the racist, right? Hates black people. Hates women. I love this. They think if they say it enough and think he pushes it, somebody's going to believe it. Some people will. Most won't. Some people will, though. But the black support for Trump, the black approval rating for Trump, continues to climb. No, it doesn't skyrocket. I'd be, you know what? If I was in a black community, I would be cautious, too. Because people come in and tell them they're going to help them all the time, never do. And as Trump said during the campaign, he was so true about it, was, hey, you've been voting for them for 60 years. What do you got to lose? If I come in, what do you got to lose? You're already at all-time lows, highs on unemployment rate at the time. What do you got to lose? I'm with him. Give it a shot. The worst thing that can happen, you still won't have jobs. The best thing that can happen is everybody in the house will have jobs and salaries will be rising. Wages, we heard today, wages went up big time. We still have like a 3.7% unemployment rate. Companies are having a hard time finding people to do the work. And don't say, well, see, that's why I have to let the immigrants in. Yes, because I'm sure they're all high-skilled people, all of them. That's a lot of what they're looking for. So when you hear the liberal media reporting on all of this, you'd assume that, Trump won't go anywhere near black neighborhoods because they're going to tie him up, draw and quarter him. Right? With the exception of people like, Kanye West and Candace Owens and that kind of stuff. And Corey Duncan. But the reality of the situation is that black Americans, you know what? They're not this monolithic group. They don't all think the same way. They're not all stuck in the same silo, if you would. More and more black Americans have begun to reject that liberal dogma that comes from the Democrats. And the Democrats can't hear them say, that's not working for us. Give us something else. What else you got? They're not hearing that. Again, when Nancy Pelosi came out and said, the tax cuts are nothing but crumbs, I'll tell you what, you got enough crumbs, you can make a loaf of bread. They weren't just crumbs, but what I'm saying is, right away she came out and pounded on them. Why? Because it wasn't their idea. They didn't work it through. They couldn't make it happen. And the way they feel is that there's no way in God's creation that you can, that the black community can suck up to the Republicans or conservatives because they don't care about them. And you heard President Obama. He can't help you. He can't bring back jobs. He can't make it better for you. Sorry, that would be the wrong answer, sir. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously, heat up your coffee. Come on back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits so hard.
All I understood is can't touch this. Everything else, I'm done. I'm Joe, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being part of the conversation. And I don't want you just part of the conversation. I want you actively involved. It really is that simple. You know, because really, if you're not actively involved, then what the heck are we doing here? Right, I mean, not just me, others like me, what are we doing 3 hours a night, 3 hours a day, some of you guys, like, early in the morning, give me a break. You know, 855-732-5562. Yes, I mean, you guys, you really got it going on with this thing. You know, with the radio terrestrial, and I can't even imagine staying up like that. We were talking about how, you know, the African-American slash the Black American community, and I won't say they've rallied around, but they're warming up to President Trump. I mean, you think it's okay to say that? They're warming up to him. They're not in love with him. But they see that he doesn't care about color. He doesn't care who you are. He only cares about one thing. He's doing the right thing by the American people. He doesn't care what it looks like. I mean, think of the thick skin this guy has. First of all, you know, he's all into himself. We all know that. We all know that he thinks he's the best thing since sliced bread. I'm okay with that. If he gets the job done, I don't care what he thinks of himself. You know what I'm saying? And again, back to a lot of people who think highly of themselves. You know, a lot of these successful A-type of personalities or A-types, I'm okay with them because they get stuff done. The person who sits there keeps wondering whether what they're doing and whether they're doing it right or with, you know, and they need 17 people to come up behind them and tell them that what they're doing is right. I don't want that. I want him to look and go, there's a fire. Get the fire trucks. I got to tell you, being in the world of education, being a trustee on a school board in California, my joke has always been the same thing. The education, working through the education world is like running through molasses in the wintertime. It is slow. It is irritating. We can look at stuff that needs to get done, and you're going, no, just do A, B, and C, and we can fix that tomorrow. No, it doesn't work that way. You wouldn't believe what you have to go through to get it done. And that's the kind of stuff we have to clean up. Back to this. And you know, the reason I went down the education road, too, is over the decades, who takes the biggest beating when it comes to education? I've talked about this before. We've done the numbers before. The Black community is the one that gets beat the worst when it comes to education, especially in the inner cities. There's not enough money to take care of them. There's not enough money to get the job done, the regulate. Everything that's put in place doesn't end up going to the kids. And when you talk about this, you won't see a whole bunch of these numbers in the polls. They don't want you to know about them. If his approval rating in the Black community dropped below 10%, it would be a 24-hour news item all across the spectrum. Nobody would stop putting that out there. But it hit 50. And when it hit 50, you heard nothing. Right? Not a word. The Rasmussen Daily Presidential Tracking Poll on Monday, October 29th, placed the total approval rating for Trump at 50%, or 49% of respondents registering disapproval. But the big news was in the breakdown. Right? I mean, you never get the breakdown of these things. Black support for Republican president was at a record high. It was over 40%. We don't get those kind of numbers. The Rasmussen poll showed that the total approval and disapproval among likely white voters and others at 53 to 47, 47 to 52 respectively, more broadly that includes an approval-disapproval rating of 50-50 among men, and somewhat surprisingly, 50-48 among women. 50% of the women approve of what he's doing. Come on, give that some thought. Because the liberal media is telling you that not even close. That ain't right. Something wrong with that poll. Talking about a bunch of old white guys that need to retire. Liberals want to keep telling you that Trump is just nothing more than a raging misogynist. He's a sexist who hates all women. Oh, let's not forget he's racist, too. They got to get them all in there. Among likely U.S. voters who are Black, some 25% strongly approve of the President Trump, while 54% strongly disapprove. The fact that roughly a quarter of Black voters strongly approve of the president, who is routinely smeared as being hateful, is significant. It shows you they're not telling the truth. Really. Now, if you factor in some soft approval with the strong approval, You know, Rasmussen found that about 4 of every 10 likely black American voters support the president, while nearly 6 in 10 disapprove of Trump. Which is kind of obvious unless you ran out of toes and fingers, right? If we compare that some more, 37% of white voters strongly approve, while 41% strongly disapprove of Trump. And the breakdown for others who felt strongly was 33% approve and 43% disapprove. You can find all these numbers at the Conservative Tribune, or Western Journalism, or Western Journal, I'm sorry. The overall numbers are still place Trump underwater with black Americans. But when you're talking about a support level of almost 40% when you get done with all, when you really wade through the numbers, when you're talking about a 40% approval rating for blacks, a 40% support rating among blacks, that's a big deal. We've never had that kind of support before. Well, I think Reagan did, or came close. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about Al Sharpton, my friend, our buddy. Apparently, he had a complete meltdown. I think he needed psychiatric care, emergency psychiatric care. After seeing a picture, of a whole bunch of young black men with MAGA hats on. Can you imagine what that must have did to him? Wouldn't you love to have been there for that one? I mean, they hate him so much. It's kind of my joke around here where I live with the signs for the elections. Right? They write on them. They write. And it's funny. It's not the right, because I'm not going to write stuff on my own sign. And not just me. It's others. See, it's only the people that are on the right. It's only the Republican signs that are getting written on, tore up, ripped up, bent. What the heck? Are you possessed? What's it take to find a parking? Because some of those signs are in really whack places. What's it take to find a parking space, run across the street, do whatever, do a stomp on the sign, and go back to your car? That's a heck of a lot of energy to waste for no real reason. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Sending U.S. soldiers to the Mexico border is a waste of taxpayer money, so says California Congressman Ted Lieu, who also points out the Pentagon says soldiers will not perform any law enforcement tasks at the border.
This caravan is about 1,000 miles away, and there's been caravans over the years, and they always get disbanded. Imagine walking across Mexico. It is incredibly difficult. By the time anyone reaches our borders, if they reach it at all, it's a very small group of people. Most of them get turned away.
Speaking at a rally in West Virginia, the president said electing Republicans will keep our borders secure.
We will pass Kate's Law. We will stop sanctuary cities. We will stop catch and release, end visa lottery, end chain migration. And we will keep the criminals, drug dealers, and terrorists the hell out of our country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You are some messed up white people.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. You know the drill, right? Texting, tweeting, being in the chat room, whatever it takes to get you involved in the conversation. And I'm having a lot of fun with, you know, the closer we get to the election, I'm having a lot of fun with these stories where it's almost like they're acting like trapped animals. I'll even go back one further. Trapped, wounded animals. You know, spinning around in place, trying to figure out what to do. What do they have? What do they have to bite? What arm do they have to bite off to get done what they want to get done? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Our buddy Al Sharpton's back in the news. I love him. Al, he had apparently a complete and utter meltdown after seeing a crowd that was full, but a black crowd full of Mega. Got to be his worst nightmare. Don't you think? Can you imagine? Yeah, let's see if I can pull this up and get him.
To go in the East Room, which is sacred. Have a stage rally. Notice that all of those youngsters...
Hey. Did you hear him? Have a staged rally.
To go in the East Room.
We know. Okay? We know people. Deontay Johnson, who's been on the show several times, has been on that. It was there and has been to other events like that at the White House. Okay? He hasn't been paid anything. And Sharpton cares so much. What he doesn't understand is they don't need to be paid to do that. Why? Because they have a lot of respect and a love for this country. They understand the White House is the people's house. You don't need to be paid to go to the people's house.
Which is sacred. Have a stage rally. Notice that all of those youngsters had...
Yeah, stage rally. Why? Because your guys and gals can't get anybody to their rally.
Had caps on. It was almost like we're going to dress you for the photo. And to call it a Young Black Leaders Summit, he raves about the violence in Chicago, which he should. Why weren't they discussing that? Why weren't they
Hey, Al, why aren't you there? Instead of you always putting somebody else down, why aren't you there? Have you been there, Al? Not just to collect money, because I do have a clip of you going there, and you were paid to go. But why are you and Jesse there? Right? Don't put it on somebody else when this is what you do for a living. Don't you create peace? Aren't you that guy?
Discussing student loans. Why weren't they discussing issues of young blacks? They just had...
You see, in the rest of the country, Al, here's the problem. That's not the issues of young blacks. They're not getting mowed down in major cities by other black people. I'm going to call them thugs. Other black thugs. Every weekend, read it. It's Chicago news. It's not Joe's news to talk about what's happening in Chicago. It's Chicago news, what's actually happening there. And you guys can go stop this. You guys can make a difference. You guys can get out there and make, you know, if you and Obama and Jesse and a few others got together and went out there, guess what you could do? You could make a difference. But you ain't going there because you might get shot and there ain't no money. Now, there might be money in you being shot. Seriously, you can play it all up.
Kanye in there, at least talking about criminal justice. None of that. They're in there talking about CNN sucks. They're in there talking about build a wall. So why do you need a...
You know, that's because they do believe CNN sucks. And they do believe they want a wall. And all of a sudden you have something nice to say about Kanye. See what I mean? It's the meds. They don't have the meds right. That's what it is.
Young Black Summit to do it because it was not a summit. It was a Make America Great rally.
At Western Journal.
Oh, that's isn't that terrible? It's terrible. It was a rally. But it was a rally. It just makes it feel better. This is what I mean. This is what Americans are tired of. This is what Black Americans are tired of. White Americans are tired. Asian Americans are tired of. The blue collar, well, they used to call them blue collar workers. Now they call them low information voters. That's what Nancy calls you. They're tired of being told what to do, Al. They're tired of your fascist way of doing things. I mean, look up the word. I know you don't understand it. I know you don't understand it because of the way you use it. Right? They're tired of you pushing on people how they, and especially the black community, for years, you're pushing on them how they should think, why they should think, how they should respond. Where they should go for certain things. It's sad. It's sick, and it's sad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being totally, I don't know, engaged and involved. But why you think about this, it really takes a special, and I'll even go further than that, an extra special kind of ugly to push his hatred out. Right? I mean, he really could have, this could have been a great moment for him. By the way, I'm going to have to put it back up again. But I had a video on the other Facebook page. And it was the president when he went to the hospital in Pittsburgh. And what I loved about it was, you know, all we ever hear is they don't want him there. They don't want him there. They don't want him there. But when he went to that hall, they were clapping for him. Wasn't staged. These were little groups. Everyone was hiding around the corner if you look at them. They're clapping for him and the First Lady. They're thanking for him for showing up. They're telling him how much they love him. They're telling her how much they love her. Mainstream media would never show you this. Okay? And I could watch this over and over and over again. Only because I'm so tired of hearing all the negatives. Remember when Obama was president, all they did was show you how many people just, oh my God, the seas were parting. He was like, it was like two steps under Jesus, and maybe not. He might have been almost at the same level. I haven't asked him lately, I don't know. Anyway, BizPak Review is the one reporting on this through Conservative Tribune. They reported that Trump graciously allowed Turning Points USA to hold this year's Young Black Leadership Summit at the White House. They usually don't hold it there. But according to Sharpton, it's the lowest thing you could ever do. Having black people inside the house, inside the E-room. I mean, what exactly was the worst thing you could do? Those young kids got to see the president, got to talk, got to interact with him. But it made him feel better. It made Sharpton feel better knowing he could throw this out, that he can make it sound terrible. Candace Owens spoke up. She said, they won't report accurately the black conservative movement was there, and it was big, and how much that they loved the country, how much they loved the president. You're not going to hear that. So seriously, they are getting out of hand. I mean, here's the funny thing about it. So there's a statement made at one point in time by Sharpton, and basically, I mean, this is just great, right? Basically, he's talking about how bad this is going to be for them, and then when he talks about the different GOP candidates that we have up. He calls one of them, or says about one of them, that they would make Jim Crow blush. Now, how many people would know who Jim Crow was today, with the way history's taught? Now, Kristen Sinema, she should have made a point of ensuring everyone had turned off all cell phones and recording devices before she began her speeches. She said, no, not a segregation laws that bore that colloquial name. Instead, Jim Crow's revival has a lot to do with the Democratic politicians. They have to keep forgetting that. Whenever they bring up names like his, they talk about the KKK. They show you they really don't understand what's going on. They don't realize that they're the ones that started those things. They're the ones that held them in high esteem and helped them grow. I was going to kick at them when they talk about, Planned Parenthood, not realizing where it started and what it started for. One of the most obvious examples of their ignorance was Beto O'Rourke, who told a crowd at the historically black university that law enforcement officers were the new Jim Crow. Now, pretty asinine remark to begin with, right? But, when you look at this, and the way his numbers are diving, it's the dumb things he keeps saying. It's the proof that he's really so ignorant he doesn't understand what's going on. We got to get guys like that totally out of politics. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. Yes, I am a flag waver. Is that a bad thing? I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being involved in the overall success of the show. I like that. One of the things I told you I was going to talk about, and I know this makes some people crazy. If we could forget a minute that they're women and that they're claiming to be raped and put it in perspective of a crime, a horrendous, nasty, terrible, despicable crime. But in the same token as that, do you believe, does anybody believe, I love it. I'd like to have a lefty on the show and have a civil conversation around whether or not women who claim to have been raped, and you find out later on that they were lying. I'm just flat out lying. Not mistaken, but actually lying. That they get prosecuted as well. And I've said that for a long time. And again, not a matter of well, like, I really didn't know I was too drunk or whatever. Not along those lines. When you just come out and flat out lie for whatever reason, it's irritating to no end. And we've heard more and more from, especially the one that Avenatti put up and a few others, more and more that the story was twisted, that it wasn't true. Now, one witness came clean under Kavanaugh and said that Avenatti twisted her words. And that NBC knew it all along. So I don't know, should we go after NBC as well in this case? For covering for her? For causing the taxpayers so much money? I mean, think of everything that went down. If NBC holding that information back, if a riot had been caused, would they have been responsible for it? There's a lot of Democrats out there that believe that Michael Avenatti is the reason that Brett Kavanaugh is on the Supreme Court. Now, odds are that Kavanaugh was going to get through regardless, because the truth was on his side. No doubt that Avenatti helped Kavanaugh injecting those wild gang rape cases. You know, some people that are on the fence look at that and say, here we go. I would vote against the Dems just because I don't want this lying going on. That's what they're saying to themselves. Now, Avenatti is facing increased scrutiny following the release of the NBC report, where a woman is claiming that Avenatti misrepresented her by claiming she backed Julie Swetnick's gang rape allegations. So he knew. Now, he's saying that's not how she represented it to him. I think they all should go in front of a grand jury. A woman who Michael Avenatti claimed to back his client Julie Swetnick's allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh has recanted her story and has accused Avenatti, a potential 2020 presidential hopeful, of twisting her words. I would sue him, and I would bring her in as a witness. Okay? The saga is laid out in a new report from NBC News, which interviewed Swetnick on October 1st, days after Avenatti released a sworn declaration in which she accused Kavanaugh of sexual assault and misconduct. In an effort to bolster Swetnick's allegations, Avenatti put NBC reporters in touch with the second woman for a phone interview. He published her sworn declaration on October 2nd. But NBC said, wait up. And not quite happened that way. What also was interesting, that NBC aired the Julie Swetnick interview despite knowing that there were questions about this claim. So they knew something was wrong with it. They knew something was up. And guess what they did? They published it anyway. Was that nice of them? Now, the National Review says that the report also notes that a second man identified by Avenatti as someone who could collaborate Swetnick's claims also provided inconsistent accounts, so he's no longer a witness, and refused to reiterate specific charges made in her sworn statement provided to the network by Avenatti. In other words, he wrote something that he said she said. When she read it in front of the network, she looked like, oh, I didn't say that. One of the examples they gave was a woman's statement claims that the witness that she witnessed Kavanaugh spike the punch at the high school parties in an effort to get girls drunk. When she was asked about this by the NBC News, the same woman told the news source a different story. Much like Swetnick. I mean, they couldn't get their stories right. And that's what don't the cops do that? Don't the detectives do that when they show up at a crime scene? They separate all the people, get the stories from them to see how close, how right, how real they are? What's interesting about the NBC News story is that all the relevant interviews and the reporting occurred weeks ago. Now, while the Senate was still considering whether or not to confirm Kavanaugh, NBC had all the information. Why didn't they bring it forward? Why don't we make them responsible, culpable? Why do they get away with it? Just asking. Then you have another devastating development for the credibility of Julie Swetnick. Another embarrassing case. Now, it looks like Congress is going to hold Avenatti accountable for these lies. I hope so. I hope they do more than hold him accountable. I hope he ends up going through a trial and ends up having to do some jail time. I don't care if it's 90 days. Because he lied to Congress, and he swore to it, and he's an attorney who recently got thrown out of his office. Yeah, really, seriously. 11 months back rent. He was 11 months behind. So the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley on Friday also referred to this case. The woman who accused Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh of raping her several times made false statements. So therefore, she could be guilty of materially making false statements and obstruction. Right? Now, you know, he was accused of sexual assault by, I don't know what it was, two or three women? Judy Monroe Leighton, according to Grassley's office, alleged that Justice Kavanaugh and a friend had raped her several times each in the backseat of a car. These accusations were made via Jane Doe, the letter provided to Senator Kamala Harris. Now, upon further investigation, inconsistencies in the story emerged. Given her relative unique name, committee investigators were able to use open-source research to locate Ms. Monroe Leighton and determine that she, one, is a left-wing activist, which doesn't in and of itself have any bearing on the case. Two, she is decades older than Judge Kavanaugh. And three, she doesn't live in Washington, D.C., nor California. She lives in Kentucky. No one near where Kavanaugh was at any given point in time. You know, unless he did that, what is that, transcendental teleportation? Oh, we should read about that someday. Unless he was able to do that, this is impossible. And you would think that people would do their homework before they brought them in. Under questioning by committee investigators, Ms. Monroe Leighton, she admitted, contrary to her prior claims, that she had not been sexually assaulted by Kavanaugh at all. She also said that she was not the original editor of the Jane Doe letter. I mean, look at this. The lies and the deceit on top of the lies and deceit on top of the lies and deceit. It never stops. If you got the truth, you don't have to lie about it. If what you got going on is real and true, you don't have to lie about it. It ain't that hard. Sum it all up? No, really. You got to sum it all up. She lied. She needs to be brought in front of a jury. When directly asked by the committee investigators if she was, as she had claimed, the Jane Doe from the Oceanside, California, who had sent the letter to Senator Harris, she admitted, no, I did that as a way to grab attention. I'm not Jane Doe. But I did read Jane Doe's letter. I'm not the bank robber, but I read the account of it in the newspaper. Right? I mean, think about it. She says, I read the transcript, I thought about it, I called your committee. In short, during the committee's time-sensitive investigation of allegations against Judge Kavanaugh, Ms. Monroe submitted a fabricated allegation which diverted the committee's resources. She needs to pay for those. When she was questioned by the committee investigators, she admitted it was false. It was a ploy and a tactic. But Avenatti swore to it. Isn't he supposed to check these out before he brings them forward? I would think he would. Last week, Grassley referred attorney Avenatti and client Julie Swetnick, who accused Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct, for criminal investigation. They want them they want them investigated for conspiracy to provide false statements to Congress. I would charge them with four or five or six different things so that one you knew one would stick. Avenatti is also a potential 2020 Democrat presidential candidate, not on your life. Well, maybe as a joke, but not on your life. Right, he was the attorney for Stormy Daniels. What happened to her? Is she still around? I wonder if she even got to keep, with all the money now she has to pay and things she has going on, that poor woman. But she did bring it on herself. Can't do these things. Seriously. And you don't go to a scummy lawyer like him if you really want something to change. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for being with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day and a very safe weekend.